FOMO Nation, we are here on a very special ghoulish edition of the FOMO Show.
Yes, I think this is hands down my favorite week of the year because today is very special for me on a personal note.
It is for me too. It's my half birthday.
I know. Happy half birthday.
No, in all seriousness, FOMO Nation, Kim Tun has a birthday today.
I am so blessed to be able to do the FOMO show on my birthday.
I am a terrible singer, or I would totally sing the
whole
thing.
That's okay.
However, I do have the little Bonowski here helping me on the radio show this morning.
Yeah, so,
and you've got a little friend too.
Yeah, so for those that are listening on the radio and not Facebook Live, we have decided to dress in costumes today in honor of Halloween week. And we've brought our little compadres, little tiny skeletons.
Yes.
And yours is the big Lebonski?
Little Lebonski.
The little Lebonski.
He's just tiny.
Mine's Patrick. Patrick Mabones. from the Kansas City Ghouls, and they're helping us today in the studio. So if you want to see this in live and live in color, go to Facebook Live. And for those
or
of
on
you
the
watching,
radio show, do they put it? Do they put it on the?
No. Oh yes, I think they might. Yeah. But Facebook is the way to go if you want to see our smiling faces. So thanks for coming out for my birthday to do this show.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's kind of cool that it's today and we get to do this.
It's kind of cool. I mean, considering it's on a Monday, this is nice for me to look forward to do. So, yeah.
So, the little Lebonski is going to help me with my dad joke today.
Ooh, bring it on, bring it on.
So, the little Lebonski says, why was the skeleton found to be so sad?
Oh, it's about them. Okay, I don't know.
Because he had no body to talk to.
Oh, man. Boom, boom. That was a good one. I like that.
That was
so I am excited also today because what a weekend we had.
Holy buckets.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a jam-packed week.
And that's why this is jam-packed. My favorite week, because the seven-day span around my birthday almost always includes Hobo Day. Yay.
Yes.
So what did you do for Hobo Day?
Well, we went to the parade, of course.
Yes.
We watched the parade together.
The parade is it's one of my favorite things about living here.
And then we tailgated.
Yeah, yeah.
And then went to the football game, of course.
That's right. And I was in the champion room for the football game, and you were in the club
I was
area.
In the club. And I will admit, I went for the whole game, but it was a little chilly for me.
It was chilly.
I stayed in the club.
Yeah, but that's okay.
I cheated.
And the game wasn't the highlight, but I did thoroughly enjoy the parade. And then I always get a kick out of driving around town and seeing the shrines to the party gods.
Oh, my gosh.
That the kids put out. I don't know. It's a new thing to put a circle of chairs and all the beer cans in the middle.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a thing.
It's like a fire.
Yeah. And now that I have a college child, I cringe. But it's all in good fun. And I heard everybody's kind of safe. And we all survived another Hobo Day. But, man, town was busy.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Lots of visitors. I'm just glad we're back and tourism's back to Brookings to support it and all that stuff. So that was what we did. So FOMO Nation, I actually put a little video on our Facebook page of the parade so that if you missed out, you could kind of get a little
dose. We also hit a couple new spots in town that we've never been before.
Yes, we did the wine bar.
We did. Mosaic Wine
Mosaic
Bar.
Mosaic is beautiful.
It's lovely.
Where, it's
and
on
that's
Main.
Where Cool Beans is at now as well.
Yep. And the people watching is delightful.
Yeah.
And we had a glass of wine or three and watched people on the street. And it's really fun. They're good peeps in there. So whether you want coffee or wine, you can go either way at that
place.
Do it all. Well, we have so much this week.
I know. Should we get rolling?
Yeah.
Let's tell our viewers and
listeners what's going on.
What's going on?
So still trivia at Wooden Legs, but it's Halloween edition.
Yes.
Which that's fun.
That is fun.
I like that a lot. That's on Tuesday.
I think you would excel at that.
I think I would excel.
You're just
Halloween is my favorite. So then there is something new on Tuesday that I am excited about too, and that's, you know, the lodge.
Karaoke at the lodge.
Yes.
Yes.
Done that before, but I saw it and I thought, I love karaoke. So if you're looking for something nutty to do on Tuesday, that's at the lodge and that's by the interstate. Tuesday and starts at 8:30.
So Kim is an amazing singer, actually.
Really?
Well.
Am I?
Yeah, you're a great singer. I mean, compared to me.
Well, you sing with me usually when I do karaoke.
I'm the
so
backup
it's
dancer, let's be honest.
We do. Baby Got Back is our signature song. So
it really is.
Yes.
So also going on, we do have a city council meeting.
Mm-hmm.
going on. Of course, you can tune in and listen to that. I don't know if there's anything huge on the agenda.
No.
I know that I've been following the new interchange that's going in down the road.
Yep.
And I think that that's coming along nicely. They're selling stuff and moving houses out. And
that's exciting. I've been hearing about that for like 4 or 5 years.
I know. So. And it's finally, it seems like it's coming to fruition.
That's great. That's a lot of jobs and houses and stuff like that. So.
So we also have 1 million cups at eponymous.
And that is, I've learned through hosting this, a national thing. And the 1 million cups is 1 million cups of coffee being shared kind of across the country. So that's always free. It's always Wednesday at 9 a.m., no matter what city you're in. And Brookings is at eponymous. And then it's our bingo week.
It is our actual bingo week.
So Wednesday and Friday we'll be calling bingo at the VFW.
And dressed again in some
fine
Halloween attire.
Yes. I love it. So yeah, if you're looking for something fun to do this fun Halloween week, we just really do try to make it fun there. So VFW.
Treats on the Trails, Dakota Nature Park.
Yeah, now we're getting into the Halloween kind of fun because we're on Friday. So bingo is an option, but the Treats on the Trails is at Dakota Nature Park. Starts at 6 p.m., and I don't really know much about it other than it's free and it's for the family.
It is. It's for the family. So it's for the kids.
You know, when my kids were dressing up and small, any excuse to dress up. So, like, if you can dress up on Friday, if you can dress up on Saturday. Like, so we're going to give you opportunities for your kids to really get the most out of those costumes that you either bought
or
made.
Break out last year's.
And we all know they're good for about 1 year. So that's the first one that we have. And then rolling into Saturday.
So I would love to talk about the Special Olympics Polar Plunge.
Yes.
That is a fundraising event for the Special Olympics.
Yep.
And it's kind of near and dear to my heart. And I know I say that a lot, but when my dad was on city council, his bucket list item was to do the Polar Plunge.
Oh.
And so I still have video. It's been a few years ago now that he did that. He did survive. I wasn't sure when he popped up out of the water that he was going to be okay. But he did. He did it. I don't know that he'd ever do it again. However,
yes.
He loved it, and it was so fun to watch the city come together and just take that cold plunge.
And I kind of want to watch people suffer. I mean, it's sad, but it's for a good cause, and it's fun, and they survive. And if you don't know Emily's dad, he's a lovely, lovely man, Mr. John Kubel, and I think he's one of the coolest dudes out there.
Did you know that he used to do the radio as well?
Yes,
I
did know that.
He did the great afternoon smorgasbord.
You're following in his footsteps.
I know, it's kind of exciting.
And now he writes for the paper, so that could be your next job. You can write for the paper.
He's been a Brookings legend for a while here.
And he deserves to be a legend. I love him.
So let's move on. Also on Saturday. Saturday is busy. Saturday and Sunday are so full.
Yep.
There is a couple of fall festivals. One's at the Boys and Girls Club. That's at 10.
So you could do all that. Yeah. You could do a 12-hour day on Saturday with your costume on if you want.
Oh, that sounds glorious with
ones. It does. No meltdowns. Lots of candy, lots of sugar. So Fall Fest at 10, Boys and Girls Club. Also starting at 10 is the South Dakota Ag Museum has a fall family festival. So that would be indoors.
It would be.
Free. You know, that'll be great. And that's from 10 to 1, so you can spend your midday there.
And I think the Ag Museum is going to have, like, little things for them to do.
Oh, yeah.
And,
little activities
and
stuff.
Crafty activities. Yeah. So it's not all just candy and crying.
That's great.
You know?
Candy and crying. Halloween. And then from there, starting at 4, we love a trunk or treat, right?
Love a trunk or treat,
And that, of course, is at Grace Point. And I've actually been to that. It is so large and impressive.
It's very large. And keep in mind, it is on Saturday.
Saturday, yes.
Halloween is actually Sunday, but the trunk or treat at Grace Point is on Saturday.
Yes.
Free to everybody.
Yes. And so that rounds out Saturday. And then Sunday is Halloween. It's Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
So if you don't want to make a spooky breakfast, take your kids in costume to Brookings Country Club. We're having a booze and brunch. And that's actually my event. I'll be there. And I am in charge of helping the kids paint pumpkins for free.
Ooh.
So if you bring them out, we can get them fed with spooky pancakes. And then you can have peace and quiet while I take your kids and help them paint pumpkins.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And then there is a costume contest for that.
Are there booze for the adults?
There are. I'm glad you asked that. I don't want to ever leave the adults out of Halloween because it's my favorite. But we have spooky beverages planned for the adults,
that's
a mimosa
exciting.
Or two. And Yeah, one of them's made with Midori, so it's green.
Oh.
Yeah, I think she's calling it a witch's liqueur. Yeah, yeah. Witch's brew is what we're going to be doing there. And then there's something cool at McCrory that they submitted to the FOMO
they
show
did.
That you can talk
they
about.
They pressed the button.
Yes.
So it's called Giggles and Ghouls, and it's trick-or-treating fun at McCrory Gardens. It does take place on Sunday,
yep.
and it's from 2 to 5 o'clock. And it talks about Candyland Trail.
Oh.
Yeah. So
they did a special thing there.
Yeah. There's no pre-registration required from what it says. And great news, if it happens to be a little nasty outside, they're still going to hold the event.
Yeah.
And it'll be inside. So you can have something fun to do then as well.
Yeah. And what I like about it is it's pre-trick-or-treat time. So like if your kids are antsy, which, you know, they're waiting at the door,
right
at 4 o'clock. So this is from 2 to 5, so you can do that before you trick-or-treat in your little neighborhood.
Awesome.
And
love
if you're
it.
Looking for somewhere to trick-or-treat, Regency Court's a pretty cool street.
I've heard that.
It's a pretty cool street. It's we cool embrace though. Halloween there quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the neighborhood they give out
the big
full-size candy.
Candy
bars. So you may have just warded off an entire crew of those.
I don't
want those large candy
come
bars.
Come see me.
But it's kind of fun over there.
Yeah, and then looking ahead, because Halloween's fun, but then guess what, you guys? Like, it'll be November next time we're here.
Oh, what? My God, that is crazy.
That makes me sad.
It does.
But that's okay, because November has some really cool stuff, and one that is coming up is Ladies Event at Lewis. We'll talk more about that. That's next week.
Yep, there's and an then, open house coming up at PASC.
At PASC, and then Spanish Night, but we will talk more about these. Just mark on your calendar. Next week is November. And as always, like, share, comment.
Yes.
Brookingsradio.com is the easiest place to submit your events. We have a FOMO show button.
We do.
We have a website
and
coming soon.
We did. We met with our website developer this weekend.
So thanks for all the love. Happy Halloween. Bye, guys.
Oh, what's going on? What's going on?
Right now.
Right now.